Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. Give you information and education on senior care topics. My name is Ryan McInniff. I'm here with Janet. Janet, we are talking about seniors and why they don't want to wear their hearing aid. No?
Yes.
Hearing
aids can be the bane of your existence. The better they get, the smaller they get. But it was interesting. I was just looking through, and I tend to find different things on hearing aids because I have a family member that wears one. And I was the proud owner of a puppy that ate my dad's at one point, so I learned more about hearing aids during that incident as well. But what I found was interesting that somebody did a study that only about 20% of seniors with hear loss get hearing aids. And it seems like a lot of people have them, but I was surprised at that. And it was a list of rationale as to why they don't want to wear a hearing aid. So I kind of think of it as as some of the myths. And one is people don't want to wear them because it makes them look old. Well, you know, your hair is turning gray. You are aging.
Your skin's wrinkling.
You're moving slower. But if you keep having to repeat yourself to say, what did you say? Isn't that going to make you look older? So I thought that was kind of an interesting one.
That is a very good point, huh?
Yeah. A second one was difficulty in adapting. And some people say, I'm too old for change. I can't be bothered. They don't want to learn how to use it. And they're like, never mind.
I think that's used as an excuse more than anything.
Exactly.
That's just an excuse of saying, hey, I don't. It's like the old adage of the husband that puts the dishes in the dishwasher incorrectly or whatever, so that the wife will never ask him to do it again. Well, it's the same thing with he just doesn't understand how to, he just doesn't want to understand.
He doesn't want to. But boy, if he wants to watch the Red Sox game, he's going to figure out how to make that remote control to the TV work.
You know, it reminds me when I was a little kid, my parents were afraid I had hearing loss. Maybe I mentioned this before. And so my mom and dad, the TV room, the family room, or living room, whatever was the non-fancy of the two rooms. I live in a condo. We only have one sitting area. Anyways, they did a little test, and my mom, after dinner, goes, "Hey, Tom, who's my dad, do you want some chocolate ice cream?" And says it really quietly so that I can barely hear it. And I yell from the other room, "I'll have some chocolate ice cream, too."
There you go. Nothing wrong with your hearing.
Nothing's wrong with that kid's hearing. He's got selective hearing. And it's selecting, I want to learn what I want to learn. And if I don't, that's my excuse for not doing it.
Exactly. And another reason that came up was cosmetics. People don't like the way they look. They think they're going to look odd. But nobody seems to mind wearing glasses. And glasses are very hip, cool, and whatever other word you want to use. So, that one doesn't work either. There is one of unrealistic expectations. You think you're going to hear better than you ever heard in your life. And if you don't, then that was a waste of time.
Oh, right.
And a waste of money. So why am I going to do that? I want to go back to the way it used to be. It's not a cure. That's why it's called an aid. Just like your cane or your walker is an aid to help you walk. It doesn't mean that with that you're going to run the Boston Marathon, but you will get around with that aid.
Absolutely. It extends the ability to be able to function on your own without needing a transcribed or things like that.
Exactly. And the other issue is cost. And that one has some merit because what a lot of people aren't aware is hearing aids are not paid for by Medicare and Medicaid. And the key is getting a proper fit, which is going to a good doctor and getting the right device. It's like, it's going to cost too much. But you have to have that conversation about the quality of life. And if a doctor's appointment says, your type of hearing is something I think we can help, you really should look into it.
And well, and it also goes back to glasses. You know, glasses are expensive as well, but everybody, you know, is more than happy to shell out the money to make sure that they can see, because it's so important to be able to see.
Yep. And I used to, I remember one time when I was a kid, my mom said, "Oh, look at that boat out there." I'm like, "What boat?" That turned into, "Well, I think maybe we should get another eye exam," you know? But yeah, it will enhance your life, you know? And there are, hearing aids have changed so dramatically over the years that they can do things that they couldn't do. And there's little bitty ones that go in the ear, which may solve the cosmetic issue, but those could be harder to hear, harder to work with. So you have to think of the person's
dexterity yeah.
Exactly, or vision. And one thing that I didn't know, but it makes perfect sense, because my dad has the classic one with the little button battery that you put inside. A lot of them you can get now are rechargeable, just like you charge your cell phone. You charge the hearing aid, and then you're not running around trying to figure out how to open the little door and put the little button battery in and close it back up. You can recharge it. So there's a lot of good things that have come along. And hearing aids, I understand, are covered under VA benefits, and it's within so many years, and they contract out every 2 years, I think I heard somewhere. So they try and stay up to speed too. And I mean, some people remember the old hearing aids where you had the tube behind your ear and they went to a wire that went into grandpa's pocket, you know. And
things have changed a little bit.
And back to the point that all hearing aids don't work that well, my dad wears two hearing aids, but he'll have a cell phone in his pocket, and my mother will say, "Dear, your pocket's ringing," because he can't even hear the phone. So, you know, it depends on the type of hear loss and what's involved. But there are a million reasons, just like why I didn't do my homework when you're a little kid, why I don't want to wear a hearing aid, and it's worth investigating.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good quick one to let people know why seniors are a little bit hesitant and resisting on getting hearing aids. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's, again, it's probably one of the first major steps that people take where they have to accept the fact that they're getting older, right? You know, you know, eyesights can happen at any age. And most people, I think, you know, benefit from glasses at some point in time, relatively early on in their life. Mm-hmm. But the hearing aid is usually synonymous with getting older and being, you know, more elderly and being more, your body's breaking down a bit. So I can see why people would be very hesitant to, because it's just admitting that, hey, listen, I can't, my body's not functioning the way that I want it to, and it needs a little bit of help, and I'm getting up there in age. But at the same time, I think there are plenty of people that don't have a problem with it and say, hey, listen, I'd rather hear and admit that I'm getting older than any. I'm not fooling anybody when I look in the mirror.
Or people that don't think they have a problem. And it's a classic case of someone that was living in a house and they cranked up the volume to the point that the neighbors could almost hear it. When that person moves to assisted living, oh, good Lord, you got to get the volume down because the whole floor is listening to their TV station. Maybe a hearing aid would help and turn the volume down.
Very good point. Very good point. Well, thank you very much, Janet, for your insight. And I hope everybody has a great day. And we will be back with another podcast in just a few days. Have a good one.
Thank you.